Okay, once again, we'd like to thank everyone for coming. Appreciate it very much. Today, we will be in Mishnah Berurah on page 69, Siman Kuf Nun Gimel, as we started yesterday. We are up to Dalet. So what we have been discussing is exchange. If you sold something of Kedusha, so you can't use the money for anything. You have to use it for something that's on a higher level of Kedusha. So the Machaber went through a few, this was the last thing we did, a few examples. For example, if they sold a shul. So they sold a shul, so obviously you could use them, well, we'll see. So you use the money for an Aron Kodesh. If they sold the Aron Kodesh, so you could use the money for the Torah covers, right? It's a step higher. So in Dala we see imuter liknos b'demei kedusha achas kedusha acheres ki yotzebo. Let's say you want to buy something that's on the same level. Let's say you want to buy something on the same level. Could you do that, or does it have to be when you sell something? It has to be you buy something on a higher level. That's the question. Yeshoshim veis matirim. It's machlokus. It's machlokus. To make matters worse, the Be'er Halacha says that the Prima Godin says that since the Mechaber says, you know, there's a rule like this in Psak, that a lot of times the second opinion, right, some say this, but he go like this, right, especially like in a Mishnah Berurah, a lot of times the Mishnah Berurah might bring down different opinions, and it says, and the Vilna Gaon says this. So that's not 100% ironclad, but it's usually a pretty good sign. He's going like the last opinion. So that's what the Prima Gun says. The Prima Gun says that we pass like those who allow going on a parallel plane because the Machab brings it down second. And also it's a Durabonin. What we're talking about is an Issa Durabonin. So therefore, you could go to something that's alike. But then the Chavetz Chaim brings down the Me'iri. The Me'iri says no, that most Gaonim say that no, it has to be specifically a step up. So that's what we're left with. Hey! Im gavul maos livnos beis haknesses or beis hamedrash. So they again, we didn't sell anything. We collected money to build a beis knesses or beis medrash, or livnos teva, or buy a new aron kodesh, or mapachas, or new covers for the Torah, or a sefer Torah, or they want to buy. They had a sefer Torah campaign. V'rotzel shnosam. So that was intense. So it's different than the case we've been talking about yesterday. They didn't sell something. They didn't sell an aron kodesh. Right? There was a fundraiser, right? Where we need a new Sefer Torah, right? We need a new Sefer Torah. Then, I don't know, something happened. They got the money together, or they got some money together, and they want to use it for something else. You know, politicians, not to compare, resolution of some mitzarach masha gavu osam ein mishanim el mekedusha kala l'chamuros. So the Mechaber says, can't do it. Unless you're going to a higher level. So let's say they got together and they made an appeal, they need new Torah covers. Then, I don't know, something happened and they want to buy a Sefer Torah now. They want to use the money, so that they can do. That they can do. But let's say they want to use the Torah cover money to buy Sidurim, that they can't. Cannot do, according to this opinion. However, im also next page, please, something. Im also baham hadavar shagavu alsam bishvilo. Let's say they bought the Torah covers, but it was cheaper, right? They found somebody they thought it would cost $1,000. Turns out that they got the Torah. They want to buy two Torah covers. They got two Torah covers, $500. Okay, so they couldn't use the whole $1,000 for something that's not Torah covers, but they have $500 left over. So now the question is, could they use the $500 for Sidurim? So now the Mechaber says, Meshanim amos l'chol mashi yirtzu. They could use it for whatever they want. And the Mishnah Berurah says, even something that has no Kedusha whatsoever, but, right, they can't go to Las Vegas with it, it has to be something that Tzarchei Tzibur, something that the Tzibur needs. They can't just use it willy-nilly, but it has to be something that the Sibur needs, but it doesn't have to have any Kedusha necessarily. Vim gemish keshagava ma'os hisnu lasos chefsam memosar adamim. So let's say at the time when they made the appeal, they said, you know what, we need new Torah covers, but we need a lot of things, right? And they made a tzai, they made a stipulation, they told people very clearly that, we have any money left over, we'll use it for, buy a new clock, I don't know, something. Afilu kanu machru v'chazur v'kanu kedusha b'miksas adamim. So even if they sold it and they bought something else and they used that money and they bought something and then they sold that thing and then they have money left back. So still, no matter what, since they made a tonight, since they made a stipulation, they told people clearly, whatever's left over, you can even use for a much lower level. There's no question. But let's say they didn't make such a stipulation, they didn't say it clearly. And they got the money, and then they sold the object. So now, asur lo ridon, you can't lower the thing because you made an appeal. You said it's going to be for this. You bought that, then you sold it, and maybe you got new. In the second round, you got new Torah covers. We had something like this. Somebody wanted to buy our old parochas. Because there was a buyer, there's a Judaic buyer. Not to use it, just a collector. So let's say we did an appeal, we bought a new parochas, let's say. And then somebody said, I really like that parochas, I want to buy it. So we sold it to him. So now we use some of the money to get a new parochas, a second round of parochas, and there's money left over. What do we do with that money? So again, if we didn't make it tonight, we have to use it for something that's a higher level, okay? We'll stop here for tonight, and the Mirza Shambli Neder, we'll see there's a big butt to all this, but we'll have to get to that.